Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. 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 Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. We will call upon the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna. Blessed be the rock, and let the God of our salvation be exalted. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we come on this morning, Father God, with a grateful, grateful, grateful heart to say thank you for one more day. One more day that you have made. One more day, Father God. You didn't have to do it, but you did. One more day. Hallelujah. And you be glorified and magnified and you be praised. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Father God, we embrace the gifts of this day and we thank you for it. We are so grateful. We confess every sin of omission and commission, Father God. Now, Father God, you be glorified. Use us the way you want to use us. Help us to be obedient to the leading of the Spirit. Help us, God. Hallelujah. And we say thank you. And we bless you. And we praise your holy. And we praise your righteous name. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us and lead us not into temptation. But deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power. The kingdom, the glory, and the power. Both now and forever, ever, ever, and forevermore. Amen. And amen, amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouth. Oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name, hallelujah, of the Lord. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, top of the morning to you, and you, and you, and you, and you. La-di-da-di, everybody. All of our brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, hallelujah. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome back to the Life with Jesus Kingdom Ministries, hallelujah. Fellowship services, amen. We especially want to welcome all of our first-time listeners across the globe. Welcome, 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 amen. You have come to the right place at the right time. Jesus Christ is here, and Jesus Christ is the Lord. Amen. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. And this is his day, a day that the Lord hath made, and we are rejoicing. We are glad in it. Hallelujah. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, God's name is great and greatly to be praised. And the sun hasn't risen yet over here where we are. It's rising, but it hasn't risen yet. Glory be to God. Amen. But it's going to rise. Hallelujah. Guess what? Glory be to God. It's 6:04 right now. I think the sunrise around 6:30. That's in 26 minutes from now. Guess what? Somebody that's living right now won't be around 26 minutes from now. Somebody living and breathing right now won't be here at 6:30. Beloved, hallelujah, we've got to give God praise every opportunity we get, and we got to stop taking stuff for granted. Somebody that woke up this morning, they still sleeping now. They going to get up. Huh? But when sun go down, they won't be here. Three people die every 2 seconds, beloved. Three people die every 2 seconds. And glory be to God. And this is why we have our life. We got to give God some praise. Amen. Hallelujah. We overcome by our testimony. Hallelujah, beloved. And the Lord demands praise. Hallelujah. Today is our Praise Wednesday. Amen. We do things a little bit different on our platform on Wednesdays. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We just sort of flow with the Spirit. Amen. Glory be to God. But we have, when the Lord lead us, amen, this is when we open up the lines. Amen. And if have you share your testimonies. Amen. Glory be to God. And maybe you just want to give the Lord a shout out. And just tell the Lord thank you publicly. Amen. Glory be to God. And we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation unto everyone that believeth. Amen. So if this is your first time with us, amen, don't be bashful. Amen. Don't be bashful. Hallelujah. Just let us, if it's something on your mind, amen, you want to give the Lord a shout out, amen, hallelujah, confirm that Jesus Christ is Lord, even though Jesus Christ doesn't need any confirmation. He don't need no confirmation because he is Lord, and every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess, amen, that Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings and he is the Lord of Lords, amen. Let us begin, amen, with our reading coming this morning from our Dr. Lauren all the way in North Carolina. Amen. She's going to come and share, amen, a reading with us. Amen. Glory be to God. If you have a testimony, a shout out that you'd like to share, amen, for our listening audience on today, amen, just hit the number one on your telephone. That'll put you in queue. Amen. And as we go to open the lines, we know that there's somebody waiting to speak. Amen. And that's how we know how to do it. Also, please, lest I forget, amen, if you have a birthday in November or December, please, amen, let us know. Amen. As we open up the lines, or if you just want to text or email, let us know so we can put it on the calendar. Amen. Amen. Bless the God. All right. So let's receive Dr. Lauren. Good morning, Dr. Lauren. Are you there?
Yes. Good morning. Yes. To God be the glory this morning.
To God be all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Yeah. Thank you for serving.
Amen. To God be
the
glory.
And the floor is yours.
Amen. This morning, our reading is coming from Luke 13:8. Year after year, the tree stood. It had plenty of water, abundance of nutrients, excellent care, but no fruit. We can visualize the diligent yet perplexed husbandman carefully pruning, tilling, and caring for the tree. Each spring brings fresh hope. Maybe this will be the year. And each spring brings leaves, lots of beautiful leaves, but no fruit. Imagine how frustrating this must have been to the husbandman. Much labor, but no fruit. Do you have brothers and sisters in your congregation that come to mind when you read this account on the same pew? Sunday after Sunday, being nourished by the word of God, they go through all the motions of church attendance, but they show no signs of spiritual growth. Lots of leaves, but no fruit. Picture that brother or sister again. What should be done? But before you eject that brother or sister off the pew, perhaps you should ask yourself a few questions. How many times have you been convicted by a good sermon, so good that you commended about it to others, and yet you made no changes in your life? Lots of leaves, but no fruit. How many mornings have you read your Bible and have decided to make some changes? Maybe you even shared your resolve with others, but looking back, nothing actually changed. Nice leaves, but no fruit. God wants fruit. One of the fruits needed in our church of the day is love for the weaker brother. Resolve today to reach out to that brother or sister who is struggling. Perhaps all of he or she needs more prayer and encouragement. Maybe they need just one more year. God's love in us will help us be more patient with the fruitless tree. That concludes our reading. Amen.
My God, my God, my God. The fruitless tree. My God. I just had a flash of a cover of a book. The fruitless
praise
tree.
The Lord.
My God, have mercy. Hallelujah. Lots of leaves, though. Real leafy, real leafy.
My God.
Pretty leaves, but no fruit. But no fruit. My God. My God. Amen. My God. Lots of leaves, but no fruit. That's the generation that we're living in right now. Lots of leaves, real leafy. Body of Christ is real leafy, but no fruit. My God, Jesus. Wow, that paralyzed you there for a minute. And we just got finished teaching this week yesterday on the fruit of the Spirit, too. And it is God's will for us to bear fruit and bear much fruit, not no little bit of fruit either. Sometimes you got to look hard to find fruit. It should be easy, amen, because we're supposed to have much fruit. Abundant fruit. My God. That is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful reading there, my sister. Amen. About our spiritual growth and development. Amen.
To
God be the glory. That was beautiful. Amen. Beautiful. And this is what really where my heart is. If everybody really listen to what I'm saying, you know, we give our life to Christ, then what? Then what? You know, people think that that's the end of it. No, that's not the end of it. Where's your fruit? You ain't got no leaf. You know what I mean? And you just want to give your life to Christ and think you're just going to, you know what I mean? You're going to heaven. You don't have to do nothing else. No, 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 no. God kept us here for a reason. And we are to bear fruit. Glory be to God. And lots of fruit. Amen. Wow, that was awesome, sister. Thank you so much. I have to go back and listen to that. That was really awesome. Amen. That was very anointed. Amen. Sister Lauren, since we have you on the line, amen, do you have any words of praise or would you like to kick us off with the testimonies this morning? Not to put you
amen.
On the spot, but if you have something to say, feel free.
Yes, I do. I do. Oh, my God. To God be the glory. I just thank God for my salvation. I want to thank God for how he brought me out of darkness one day into his marvelous light. I want to thank God for the rays of the cross and the person of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I want to thank God for not leaving me destitute to myself. I want to thank God when the devil thought that he had me, God said no. God said that I belong to him. Hallelujah. And I praise God this morning for my eternal security, which is already secured. I thank God this morning. God knew where I was and what I was all about and what I was doing. But God looked beyond my faults one day. Hallelujah. And saw my knees. He saw how broken I was. And God reached down 42 generations and allowed Jesus to come to me. Hallelujah. I realized that God so loved the world, but I'm making this thing personal. He came that I may have the right to the tree of life, that my soul would not be lost. So I thank God, and I give him all the praise, and I give him all the glory, and I give him all the honor. For now, I thank God for all those that he put in my way to direct me to him. And that is my testimony this morning. To God be the glory. Amen.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Amen, amen, amen. And to God,
thank you, God.
Be the glory. Amen, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. My God, amen. The anointing is so strong this morning. My God, Jesus. Thank you, Dr. Lauren. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I'm aware that you're not, you know, that you won't, are not able to travel up to be with us and celebrate with us on the 19th, but we believe in God that maybe God will still make a way.
Well, my daughter will be up around shortly after that, so I'm using all my vacation time for her.
Okay. All right. Bless the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I'm talking to Erica and some other people about something else too. So, okay, we'll talk. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. And thank you for sharing that awesome reading about the fruitless tree. My God, Jesus. I'm stuck there. I'm stuck on that fruitless tree. Lots of leaves and no fruit. Amen. Thank God for sharing your testimony on this morning. Amen. We appreciate
Amen.
You. Amen. You have a glorious, victorious day. In Jesus' name.
And you do the same. Amen.
I God will. Bless. Thank you. God bless you. Love you. All right. All right. All right. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Okay. We have somebody in queue this morning. If you have want to give the Lord a shout out this morning, thanks. Amen. If you want to take a minute or two, amen, and just whatever you want to say that's going to give God some glory, hit the number one, amen, on your telephone, and that'll put you in queue, and we'll know that there's somebody waiting, amen, to speak. Amen. So now, amen, let's open up the line. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Wait a minute. I did let two people in. Wait a minute. Give me 1 second. Trying to get this switchboard together here. Wait a minute. What happened here? Okay. All right. The line is open.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
God bless, my God. Just
God bless you.
Now my head is sister and Dr. Lauren was speaking on the fruitless tree. That was overwhelming right there. And just hearing your word this morning and just praising God as he blessed my other sister in Christ, Cheryl Walker, was on the line. And I know she said she'd been coming on, but I see her messages. And I'm just ecstatic right now for the goodness of God, the greatness of God, just everything I could think of, and the power of God. First, I want to just thank him for this moment right now as he allowed me to come together with my wonderful sisters and brothers and just everything. And God is just so good. And I just want to share a testimony. Yesterday, Felicia, my oldest daughter, and her husband, Conrad Blake, their 8th anniversary was yesterday. And it was so overwhelming. He was telling us he had a surprise, a beautiful surprise for his wife and me as well, and me and his closeness as son-in-law and mother-in-law. I'm just so grateful to have him in our lives. And behold, we went downtown to, was it Fifth and Market and whatever, and I still didn't know what was going on, but my grandson came up with a friend of his, and what was going on was they was gonna ride the horse buggy. So anyway, as we stood there, my daughter and son-in-law, they came up or whatever. He had a blindfolded. Oh my God, she just looked so glowful, and they're beautiful people. All of my children, I really can say something good about. But I'm just speaking of God this morning because they are a wonderful women and children of God, and we just stick together with everything. We touch and agree just about mostly every day because I know my son, Noah, he prays, and when they met, they was both saved, and it's a lot to the story. And thanking you, Reverend Bradford, for having them on board to be a photographer, and they're ecstatic. And all the young people in the family, and my family, everyone that I asked to come out, the word they used was excited. And I'm just being thankful this morning because her son, which is my grandson, 27 years old, and I think I had said it on the afternoon prayer line, that they're getting married to a beautiful young lady. And God is just so good. I just couldn't even think of how not to walk this earth and be fruitless, not unless I just raise up, lift up the word of God and telling somebody, I don't care who it is, God has took me good, and I thank him for the invite. You have me to be the MC. I'm ecstatic with that, and God is just good, and I just love everybody. And without love, we know we can't do anything. So I just thank God for the love, his power, his grace, his mercy, his protection, his providing, just not for me, but for everybody. And just calling names out one by one, and I thank God for that. Then I'm learning the names because I like calling people by their names, and I got a whole list from the prayer line, and it just goes on and on like an energizer. So I'm just blessed this morning, as always, and I love laughing. Like Reverend Bradford say, every time we get together, we always got some kind of laugh or smile or whatever. So I'm just grateful this morning that everybody else is on the line right now. God is good. You know he is. We all know it. But in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow, what a beautiful testimony. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. Amen. With all of the good things that's going on and the marriages and all the expressions of love and amen, love on a higher level. Amen. So that is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. So thank you for sharing, my sister. Amen. Glory be to God. And we know that you're going to be, the Lord already appointed you as Mistress of Ceremony. Amen. So you got it. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we just want to bless in your daughter and her husband. Great. Their website, their pictures are beautiful. I saw the work that they do. So we're going to have some good pictures. Amen. So, amen. To God be the praise, to God be the glory, and to God be the honor.
Yeah.
Amen. And amen.
Yeah.
Glory be to God. Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you for
sharing on
today. Amen. And you have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day in Jesus' name.
And you do too. And Dr. Lawrence, that was awesome. I'm going to read it and read it and read it and read it and read it.
Yes, me too. Me too. Matter of fact, I'm going back and get that one. I'm going back to the replay after the service. I want to hear that one again. That was good.
Yeah.
Amen. And then the anointing on top of that. Amen.
Yes.
The fruitless tree. The fruitless tree. That brought a little reality this morning.
Yes, it is.
Amen. The fruitless tree.
Yes.
God bless you, sister. Have a good day. Amen.
Okay. You
bless
do too. Also. Okay.
Thank you.
God bless.
God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. We have a couple people in queue. Let me see. All right. Let me go here. All right. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. God bless you. And the floor is open.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Joanne Thurman of Giving God Praise and Honor. God has done so much for me these last few weeks. But the best thing that he's done for me is he released me spirit of unforgiveness. I've been walking around. I confessed this on the prayer line last week, that for the last 20 months after my husband passed away, I haven't heard from his family. And it really hurt me. And he gave me a revelation, and he put it in my heart, and I've forgiven his family. All of it is all gone. And I realized that when you're in the body of Christ and when you're walking with God and you're doing the things that he said to do, you're fasting, you're tithing, you're studying. And with me, he even allowed me to preach and to write. And I still have unforgiveness in my heart that I'm being hindered. with me releasing that hurt and the unforgiveness that I had, it set me free. And since then, my life just feels so much better. Mm. A weight's been lifted off my shoulder. Mm. And what I want to share with you is, if you have an alt with your brother, you have to do something about that.
Yeah.
Because you think, like Pastor said yesterday about the people in church taking communion and the rapture came and half of them were left. They might have been sitting in the church with unforgiveness in their spirit, hindering them from getting into heaven. And you don't want anything to keep you from being with Jesus. So if you have a spirit, if somebody did something to you or doing something to you that is keeping you bound up, keeping you in pain, because it hurt me. But all that's gone, God, he forgives you when you forgive others. Because that's a bondage. That's the enemy's way of keeping you in bondage. And when he sets you free, you're truly free indeed. And that's why I wanted to double back on Praise Wednesday, because it's a larger audience to hear that you have to forgive.
Yeah.
Because if you don't, you won't be forgiven. So I'm just giving God glory for what he's done in my life. It's a new life. It's a new start. And I'm grateful. I'm so grateful. So thank you, Pastor, for letting me just share that again.
Amen. Thank you for sharing. Amen. That's very liberating. Amen. A very liberating testimony, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. And when you finally let it go, thank God, the Holy Spirit is so loving. He will identify it. Amen. And then when we just acknowledge it and just submit to the process, it's liberating. Amen. Glory be to God. And she to forgive.
No longer bound.
No longer bound. No more chain.
My soul is resting.
It's such a blessing. And that is so true,
Hallelujah.
Sister. Because when we have unforgiveness in our heart, we're the prisoner. That's how the devil tricks us. The other person is not the prisoner. The person with the unforgiveness in their heart is the prisoner. And when you let it go, it's like the prison door's coming open, and you're just running out, liberating, never looking back. Running into the breeze. Oh, my God, Jesus. Wow, that's beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that, too. Thank you for sharing it, because somebody needed to hear that. We overcome by our testimonies. It's not worth it, saints. It's not worth it. Let it go. We're not proving a point. Amen. Just let it go. Amen. And be liberated today.
There's nothing to keep you from getting into heaven.
Amen. Amen. Nothing. Amen. Amen. So true. Thank you, sister. We appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Amen.
God be the glory.
That's what you call fruit on the tree. That's what you call fruit on the tree. Amen. God bless. Amen. All right. Amen. I see two other people in queue on this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. To God be praised. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Tanya.
Good morning, Sister Tanya. How are you?
Good morning. I'm amazing. That's the declaration. I'm amazing. Good morning, everyone. So just a couple of things. I'm going to have to go back in because I missed about the fruitless tree because of the time that we're able to jump onto the call. And I was thinking initially that was supposed to be a fruit-bearing tree. And as I'm listening, it was supposed to be a fruit-bearing tree. And then something that Sister Joanne said, when I do prayer, I always I say it over and over over again. And sometimes people might think it's very repetitious, but Sister Joanne made the point to this morning that as I ask God to forgive us or forgive me and forgive us that are on the call before I move forward interceding or asking God for anything, I need to ask God to forgive us, then I go on to say that, Lord, help us to forgive other people. But here's the point that I heard her say, you know, it was all good. I heard her say that people were taking communion, and then the Lord came, and half of the people taking communion got left behind. What is that commentary? What is that commentary for us in the household of faith, the body of believers that we're going through, you know, week after week, month after month, and we could, but they could potentially hear, depart from me, you worker of of iniquity, I never knew you, because of unforgiveness in our hearts. Very, very powerful. So if, you know, we rehearse things over and over again, it's for purpose, because people to hear that testimony so that they can get free from whatever it might be that we're carrying that the Lord is asking us to be free from. So that wasn't my testimony, but those two thoughts came to me. But here is what I do want to share. Tuesday, yesterday, went into prayer, but right before I went into prayer, I had to go into the living room, the dining room area, and Jerome had come in, and he had brought some things, and he had gone to the grocery store, and a bottle of detergent, the top wasn't on tight, and the bag, the bag wasn't double bagged, as you know, he was sharing with me. And so he had the detergent had spilled out, but I didn't know that. And he was still bringing things in. And so I went into the dining room and right where the spill was, and I felt myself going down because you couldn't see anything on the floor right before the prayer. But here's the thing, as I felt myself going down, I kid you not, this has happened to me before, the angels broke that fall. And so I was sliding on down onto the floor. Okay, I'm not 31, I'm 61. I slid on down onto the floor, but I know that the angels broke the fall because it was a hard fall. And as soon as I went down, he came in the door, and he helped me to get up. But it was time to get on the call, like literally, like get on the call. So I got on the call, but while I was down there in those quick seconds in my right leg, I felt like a little twinge. But here's the thing, just because we have that real experience and just because we feel that thing, I don't have to start focusing on that. We start focusing on the problem, we start focusing on the thing that's distracting us, right? I needed to focus on getting to prayer, and that's what I did. So as I'm in the prayer and I'm praying, I started to feel that twinge again. Well, we're in prayer and we're talking to our Father. I'm talking to God. And so I start talking about healing, and I start talking about what is our first line of defense, because he gives us a whole lot of things. We can get some aspirin, we can call the doctor, whatever, whatever. But our first line of defense is to turn to him. So right in the prayer, I basically said that, and I was like, we have power in our hands. Lay your hand, I said about the little ball. I said, and so we can lay our hands on our bodies. So I did. I laid my hand, because now I had other people touching and agreeing with me, right? I laid my hand on that area of my leg, and yes, I just kept it moving, and I am fine. That's all I want to say. I am fine. We need to be the spiritual beings. Like, we are spiritual beings having a human experience. I can only talk for myself. We don't all the time want to do the spiritual piece that will minister to us as spiritual beings. But when we are willing to do the spiritual piece, then our Heavenly Father, who is spiritual, will do his part. And then the last thing that really, really blew my socks off last night, last week, I went into the part-time job, and I went in the back where the nurses are, and as soon as I saw Tina, she's like, Tanya, pray for grace. I need grace today. So I went to pray. And then I saw her later. She's like, are you praying? Because it's not happening, right? I said, I'm praying. You just keep believing. Sunday, I was in church. The pastor gave a message, and I immediately thought of her because some of the things he was saying I knew would be an encouragement. But I was in church, so I wasn't whipping out my phone to say all of that. And it went away from my thoughts. Well, I saw her yesterday back at the part-time job, and I said to her, basically sitting in church, the pastor said some things I believe that they would help you, you know, given what you were sharing last week. So then she elaborated more about what was going on. So I sent her the link to the service, and because she has a drive home each night, she has a long drive home, and encouraged her to listen. Well, later on yesterday, I picked up my phone, and she actually listened to the link. And she shared the things that the pastor shared. And at the end, she was like thankful to me. And then at the end, she's like, I'm going to use that power. So now I don't know if she knows the Lord or not. She said a few things, but now I'm going to, like, you know, keep moving in that direction because we are on assignment. Here's the thing. As with your messages, Pastor Bradford, I've sent links to many, many, many people over the years encouraging them to listen because we're first ministered to, and then it can minister to them. We know people got things going on, and other things, you and past my pastor, they're sharing things that can help them. But if we never share the good news, how can we be that fruit-bearing tree if we never share the good news? So I was just, like, so elated because she has to go back into the hospital today, and she told me yesterday it's already going to be a very high-volume day. But today she goes in there with some power because she heard a word, and the Lord had an opportunity to minister to her spirit. He uses us. He uses us as his vessels, as his instruments. We just need to have some kingdom courage and some kingdom boldness. And I say every time, almost every time I pray, if we're going to suffer persecution, we need to be suffering for righteousness' sake. And with that, everyone have an amazing day. I'll turn the call back over to you.
Amen. And we want to thank God for your kingdom courage and boldness. Amen. Your persistence and your focus. Amen. And just being adamant, amen, about doing the will of the Lord, because, I mean, that was, you know, so many people would just use that as an excuse, you know, not to serve, not to press. But even in the midst, you know what I mean, you still went forward. And that's just fierce. That's the spirit of fierceness. Woo, my God, that type of spirit shake the devil up. Glory be to God. When he see a child of God who's determined, amen, hallelujah. And so we want to thank God, amen, for that fierce testimony on today. Amen. And to God be all the praise, the glory, and the honor. But I'm telling you, that word, when the word is in you, I'm telling you, it's that the steadfastness. That's it. When the word is in us, amen. When there's some fruit on the tree, oh, my God, Jesus. When there's some fruit on the tree, my God. Amen. Thank you for sharing. Amen, Minister Tanya. Amen. That was a beautiful, fierce testimony on today. Amen. And we thank God for you. Amen. Have a wonderful, awesome day. All right. Let me see the time. Okay, we doing good. I see two other people here. Okay. Good morning. The line is open. Good morning.
Giving God all the glory, honor, and praise in the name of Jesus. And I thank and praise God for being online this morning. I thank and praise God for my portion of life, health, and strength. This is Sister Kathy Smith calling out of Williamsport, and I thank and praise God that you guys are all here, and I hear your voices, so I thank him for you and how he's keeping you and how he's keeping the ministry in fold. I just wanted to share a little bit because I haven't been talking for a while, although I've been listening, but so I haven't been talking, and to bring you up to date as to what's going on with me. As you guys know, I had to be taking the Humira shots. And these are needles, and I am one that really am not in favor of any needles. But I've had to do these needles every other weekend, and it's for 6 months in order to stay in line. And if you know about the Humira injections, It's sort of like in the lines of someone having Crohn's disease or someone who has lupus or, you know, one of those Graves' disease, that sort. So in the beginning, I started losing weight, and I was losing like 8 and 10 pounds a week. Doctors didn't like to see that. So they were telling me to eat in order to keep a thyroid because it was my thyroid that started acting up. But the thyroid didn't start acting up until I had the immunization for the coronavirus. However, I have now this autoimmune disease that I've been treating with the Humira shots over these past months. I have like 2 months more to go. And in fact, tomorrow is a day for injection. And when I do, it knocks me down for 2 days. It's just like I'm out of the loop. I don't have an appetite. A lot of times I'm walking around, I'm woozy, so I won't leave my apartment. And, you know, it's really been like going through that. In the midst of all this going on, I had to go through a divorce. Now, I was with my husband for 13 out of 16 years. And truly, God knows I love my husband. I knew he loved me. But somewhere, somehow, it turned, and we just wasn't getting along no matter what. So the thought comes in my mind, somebody's going to have to leave because, you know, things can happen in an instant. And once that happens, then the first thing you're questioned with is, well, why didn't you leave? So I was the bigger person. It was my home first. I had been there 31 years, but I knew that I just wanted to turn around and just leave and just walk away and just leave it all there. And putting God first, as I try to do, I really try to do, putting and keeping God first. I was to Kathy, God saved you. You are his child. You have to do what he say do. You don't even belong to you. So you have to do what God says do. So, yes, I made my home here in Williamsport. I really like it. I like having the better of both worlds, country and city. And, it's so good for a person who's retired. And that I am. I moved into retirement. So I'm here and I'm settled and I like it and all goes well. I'm in church because I know that it's bad to be on dangerous ground if you're not. So I'm in church and I'm going and it's all good. Here on Sunday, there's no bus. Absolutely no bus to take you anywhere. So you have to have a ride to church. Then a couple of months ago, our pastors left. They went away for a vacation. The husband got sick. He ended up having to have a quadruple heart bypass. So they really liked it in Ohio where they were visiting the family. And so they came back, and in a week, they said, we're moving there. So now they're moved there. So now I have to go and find another church. But the smart thing to me was go back to the church where you started because I had no bad reason for leaving there. You know, when you leave a church, you want it to be a spiritual move so the Spirit would let you know that it's time to move on from that and go to something different and maybe better. However, we know there's no perfect church. So I said, okay, I'm going back to where I started. Mother Naomi was the mother of that church. I want to go back to Diamond Street. So that's what I did. I went back to Diamond Street, and now I'm back in the fold. And because of the coronavirus and it being on the rise, also because of my autoimmune disease and me having to keep it built up, and their doctors are looking at the numbers. I just had an appointment the other day where she gave me a couple of lab slips, so I'm going to have to do that so they can look at the numbers. I'm not able to travel. I haven't been in travel in over a year. I know there's other people who could say that, but then there's some who could say that they did travel. Well, I'm not able to travel, and if I try to, they want me to sign this paper. It's the AMA, against medical advice. I don't want to go against medical advice because I don't want to be visiting, and even in Philly, and have to end up in the hospital. And what used to happen was I would go down to Philly in different climate changes. By the time I got back to Williamsport, I'd end up in the hospital for a couple of days. So I'm trying to stay out of everybody's hospitals and just do what I need to do now that I know that what I need to do. So I just thank and praise God because he brought me through all of that. And I was telling a friend of mine the other day, we were talking about marriage and so forth and divorce. And I was saying to her that it's a sad thing because God instituted marriage and he hates divorce. But I said to her, you know, a lot of times people let things like this really tear them up. I mean, you talk about a person going through a divorce, and if the marriage was good, most of them start out really good, and you don't know, somewhere along down the line, it may turn bad. You don't know. But being in the divorce, and I said a lot of times, a person couldn't even survive that. When you think about your life and you think about the things that God has brought you through, whether it be sickness, whether it be raising your children, or whatever the struggles or challenges that you may have and the obstacles that you have to cross, a lot of times a person, they can't survive it. They either go into deep depression or whatever the case may be, or it could be sickness. So I just thank and praise God that I didn't go through any of that. And even with the pastors moving on and now I'm looking, I have to get another church, I'm thinking, you know, God, I thank you because you are God. You are stronger and you are bigger than anything that I could ever go through in my life. And I felt that way. And I feel like that kind of like takes my focus off of what the situation is, but more so to look and know that God is going to bring me through because of prayer. And I just thank and praise God for that and to even be knowing that. And being a part of this ministry for as long as I have, I've grown and I thank God that there's praying people around me. There's nobody bawling and crying and saying, oh, why me? No, not, oh, why me? Because why not me? You know, it just happens. Life happens. So now I'm going through something with my knee. And I feel like I'm just like, you know what? I say life happens and I'm getting older. And I don't know what my body's going to go through, but it's going through something because I feel it. But I thank and praise God that I know God and he knows me. And that is so important to me. So with that, I'm sorry I won't be able to make the event, but I do still want to be a part of the event. I don't have any information concerning the ads, but I would like to place an ad. I would like to help out. So, Pastor Bradford, I know that you're a very busy person. I know. But if you can, and in your spare time or whatever time, to please just give me a call and we could talk about some things. But I just thank and praise God for this ministry always. And don't ever think because you don't hear from me that I'm not thinking about you, because I'm certainly praying and I'm certainly keeping the ministry, Pastor Bradford, and everyone in prayer. I love you guys, and I thank you so much for hearing me out. God bless everyone on today, and be blessed. Walk with the King and be a blessing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Walk with the King and be a blessing. Amen. Thank you so much for sharing. Amen. Sister Kathy, good to hear your voice. We miss you. Amen. Thank God that you're able to give God praise in the midst of your health battles. Amen. In the midst of your marriage, your divorce, in the midst of your pastors, amen, relocating. There's a lot going on at one time, but we see, amen, that there's some fruit on your tree. Amen. Glory be to God. And you're still giving God praise in spite of it. There's a story behind your praise. Amen. So be encouraged. Amen. Divorce is not the impardonable sin. Amen. We just want to put it out there, not for everybody to run to the divorce court. Amen. Glory be to God. But God knew it was going to happen before it happened. Amen. And we will reach out to you in reference to the Souvenir Journal. Amen. For the event. Amen. So God bless you. Amen. And thank you so much. And that was a lot of love. That took a lot of love for you to share.
And Pastor, can I say, I told my husband, I said, Ty, I didn't divorce you to hurt you, but to set me free. So I just left him with that, and I thank God for that. Thank you.
Amen.
And thank you for
Amen.
The encouragement.
Amen. Over. Thank you. Amen. Thank you. Amen. For sharing in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory be to God. All right. All right. Glory be to God. All right. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Divorce is not the impardonable sin. Glory be to God. Everybody in Christian world knows Joyce Myers. Everybody in the Christian world knows Joyce Myers. Look how God uses that lady and her simplistic teaching. Amen. Divorced. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory be to God. Divorced. Amen. So that's a whole series all by itself. Amen. Yes, there will be divorced people in heaven. Amen. There'll be some married folks that never got divorced in hell. Amen. In Jesus' name. Thank you again, my sister. Amen. We appreciate you. Amen. All right, saints. Amen. Let us take one more. We have time for one more. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. Bless the Lord. The floor is open. Good morning. Somebody's phone number ending 4498.
Oh, yo, I'm sorry. I was on mute. Please forgive me.
Okay. Bless the Lord. Pastor. Amen.
I guess the reason why I was in mute now, Lord, I can't even get you why I called. My God, Pastor, please allow me to share what I heard. And I was, you know, I have a praise report. I am just jumping with so much joy. But what I heard, I got to share. Can I share what I heard, Pastor?
Share what you heard.
Dr. Lawrence, your words were so anointing that I'm asking, Father, please allow me to walk through it all day long. My God,
yeah.
My God, thank you, Jesus. Oh, man. Miss Joe, when I sing my song tomorrow night for you, I just pray to God that it come out the way I'm feeling it in my heart, because you are just truly, truly a special individual. Oh my God, thank you, Jesus. Minister Norwood, you are always pleasing the soul. Always pleasing the soul, and I thank you for it. Gwen, what can I say? You are just my fuel, soul injector. Every time you speak, my body just crumble with so much. Oh Lord God, thank you for this. Oh Lord, lady, y'all are really filled my up. My God, please help me. And my sister Kathy, oh Lord. Oh Lord, my sis, you know, sister Kathy, you just make my heart explode with joy. I just love to hear you, sis. Every time I hear you, I just think about our mom. Oh, man. Mother Naomi. Oh, man, such an endearing spirit. Woo, you Lord. Wow. Okay, I'm sorry, Pastor. Lord have mercy. Oh, everyone in front of me just did something to my spirit, just lifted me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Now, let me get to me and say real quickly, you know, I'm going to jump into the week of Thanksgiving and read just a couple of things very quickly from Our Daily Bread. I'm going to go to Monday, November the 22nd, and it says, true worshipers. True worshipers will worship the Father in the spirit and in truth. God isn't limited to any mountain or physical space. He's present with us everywhere, and I just thank God that he's present with us everywhere. The true pilgrimage we make each day is to approach his throne as we boldly say, Our Father, he is there. Father, thank you for your constant presence no matter where I am. And I'm just telling you, Father, you are just just gotten in such a good place. And Pastor, really quick, I'm going to end with Wednesday today. Next Wednesday, the 24th, it says the will of God. Yes, my soul find rest in God. My hope comes from him. And that's Psalm 62:5. And it says, do what Jesus is asking you to do. My soul wait in silence for God alone. That's Psalm 62:1. And it also says, my soul waits in silence for God alone. And that's 62:5. So I may not always understand your will, Father, but I ask for help to submit to it. Teach me to trust your good and faithful character. Please give me a submissive heart. And Pastor and all my prayer partners and warriors, I'm coming to y'all today with such a submissive heart. Ladies, every one of you just did something to me. I'm telling you, I'm just trying not to break down because it feels so good. Because I wanted to testify and praise God for today, Pastor. To God be the glory. The day is done. Everything is done, Pastor. We got the turkeys. We got the baskets. We got our presenters. Everything is paid for. And we got a great lunch. And we got the movie. So my day, oh, Lord have mercy. Yesterday evening, I was twiddling my fingers trying to figure out how this day was going to get done. But I just gave it up to my Father, and look what he's done. So that's my praise report, Pastor. Every complete. And today, I know it's going to be an amazing day because of how it has already started. And I know what's going to come in ahead because everything is done. To God be the glory. Thank you, Pastor, for allowing me to share. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. 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 Amen, 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 amen. Glory be to God. To God be praise, glory, and honor. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Reed, amen, showing us what it means, amen, for a man to be completely surrendered to the Lord. Amen. It's awesome. Awesome. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we see it a lot in the female, so to speak, you know, more so, especially in today's time, but for a man to be completely surrendered to the Lord. Amen. And so we thank God for your demonstration of faith. We thank God for your testimonies and your excitement. And truly, this was a wonderful service. Dr. Lawrence, thank you again. Amen. We can't thank you enough. Amen. For that fruitless tree. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Our sister Gwendolyn. Amen. Sister Joanne. Sister Tanya. Amen. Our sister Kathy. Our brother Reed. And for each and every one of you, thank you so much. Amen. For sharing. Amen. And this is a beautiful, beautiful service of fellowship, sharing, one anothering. This is what you call the spirit of one anothering. Amen. That the Bible speaks about. Amen. We'll be back at 7:30 tonight for the prayer summit. Amen. Our Pastor Erica Bradford. Amen. I asked her the last minute, but she said yes. It came so quick, I didn't ask anybody. Amen. She's going to come. Amen. And lead us. Amen. As we pray on healing, give us a little word on healing and take us, amen, to the altar. And then on Thursday night, our Pastor Lisa agreed at the last minute. Amen. She's going to come and do the same. Amen. So 7:30, you can go straight to our website and come in that way. Amen. Glory be to God. And we also have the Zoom link. Amen. And so we want to thank God. Amen. Prayer, prayer, prayer. Amen. Prayer, prayer, prayer. And we bless the Lord. All right. We'll be at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock, Lord's willing. Amen. And everybody have a lovely, 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 lovely day. God be with you. Amen. In Jesus' name, Father God, we say thank you for these beautiful testimonies. Father God, it takes love to even share on this level. It takes love to share. Amen. Glory be to God. And we thank you for the spirit of love. We want to thank you for the fruit on our tree. Father God, may we continue to grow and abound, Father, 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold, Father God, in Jesus' name. We say thank you for all those who did share. Their testimonies will not be stripped away. Father God, maybe someone else wanted to share, Father God, and Father God, they didn't, but Father God, in the name of Jesus, you know the testimony, Father God, and we thank you for every opportunity that you give us to do so. We say thank you, Father. We bless you for everything. Father, as we go forward today, bless Brother Reed's event. Amen, Brother Reed. I wanted to be with you today. I really did, but something happened, and I won't be able to attend today. But I was looking forward to that. Amen. But Lord's willing, I definitely will be back with you guys. Amen. Before the year is out, Lord's willing. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we say thank you. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And we say thank you for leading us, guiding us, directing us, and instructing us. Bless the prayer summit tonight, Father. Bless it, Father God. We are praying on healing, Father God. The testimonies are already coming forth from the last two prayer summits. Father God, may this one not be any different. Oh, Father God, and the testimonies continue to come forth. Physical healing, spiritual healing, financial healing, healing in the house, Father. Hallelujah. This is our prayer, and we say thank you. Father, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation, even right now. We seal this service, Father God, by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare, cannot, will not, shall not be broken. In Jesus' name, amen. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. And the church said amen, 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 and amen. And the Lord bless you and keep you and smile upon you, saints. Amen. Walk in the blessing, because the blessing manifestation is already here. Amen. Thank you for allowing me to serve you today. Amen. In Jesus' name. Blessings on blessings, on blessings, on blessings. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
You are good. Again, you are good, and your mercy endures forever. Now, come on, clap your hands and shout if you believe it tonight. Come on, everybody.
Enduring forever.